Hey everybody, it's me, and I was just wanting to express my thoughts about what happened with involving Tony Stewart on Saturday Night, where he apparently accidentally killed a driver in a dirt track race, an Outlaws race on Saturday Night, and the kid that was run over. Ward was his last name. I can't think of right offhand what his first name is. I'm sorry. He should have stayed in the car. The kid should have definitely stayed in the car. And that may very well be Tony Stewart's saving grace in all of this. But the thing is, and I want to stress this, is I'm taking this from a pretty much a neutral point of view. I'm not a fan of NASCAR. I don't hate it. I just never really gotten into it. But I follow it as a casual fan, so I know who Tony Stewart is. I know he's had a history in the past of having a bit of a temper, being a bit aggressive in his driving style. And, you know, I don't think he intentionally meant to do anything to the kid. But that being said, looking at it from a legal standpoint, when you look at what has happened, you look at the fact that he allegedly, and I stress allegedly, revved up his engine as he was coming close to Ward, who had come out of his car to kind of, I don't know what he was doing, sort of curse at Tony Stewart or, you know, to confront him about what happened. Basically what happened was, going into the turn, Stewart allegedly pushed Ward's car up into the wall and caused him to wreck. I don't know if that was intentional or not. Ward was fine after the wreck, but he was honked off and he got out of the car. Now, some believe that Tony Stewart revved his engine up to sort of spit some dust, dirt up into the face of Ward, to kind of send a message, look, you're just a young kid, have a little bit of respect, and hey, this is racing, you know, deal with it. But what I wonder, this actually happened in New York State, and I don't know how, you know, if I were a prosecutor, and I needed to get a conviction again, and I was tasked with getting a conviction in this case, I look at it as, okay, maybe he didn't intend to kill Ward, but by his actions, which were in the court's view and in the prosecution's view, were reckless, he should be charged and convicted of manslaughter. Or they even have written that he could be possibly charged with second-degree murder because of the fact of his recklessness and the fact that he has a history of losing his temper and getting involved in incidents at the racetrack, of crashing people out, and things like this. That's what worries me, is the fact that this is something that pretty much was an accident. I mean, I don't believe for a second Tony Stewart meant to hurt this kid. But the revving up, if it's proven that he did rev up, could be a liability toward Tony Stewart. The fact that Tony Stewart's past history could be introduced in a trial could work to hurt him. Now, just because he didn't intend to do it doesn't necessarily mean he gets off the hook. If the court rules that he was negligent and reckless in what he was doing, that could get him in legal trouble. Now, do I think in the end he'll be charged? Probably not. Civilly, though, he's probably going to have to do what he can to reach a settlement with the family. Depends on how the family really wants to do this. If they just want this to go away, the attention to go away, and to kind of, you know, pay for the funeral and pay for, you know, all stuff that's basically happened. Or, if the family is really mad at Tony Stewart, this could really, really, really be a bad thing for him. And this should be a lesson to Tony Stewart. Losing your temper on a racetrack and, you know, yeah, there's a lot of competition, but you got to keep you cool because you're dealing with a lot of factors. And this should be a warning to young racers. Don't jump out of your car to confront somebody if those cars are moving. Because, you know, there is always that danger. And if you do, make damn sure you stay far enough away from them. Because you could, you know, hey, a car moving at 20 miles an hour on a racetrack is a car moving 20 miles an hour still. And I hate to break it to you, but if something hits you at 20 miles an hour, it's going to hurt. And more often than not, it's probably going, they're probably going faster than that. So, plus you consider the weight of the car. So, yeah. It's sad that Ward Kidd was killed. You probably could say it was his own foolishness, but what I'm basically saying is that Tony Stewart had better have his lawyers ready, because more than likely there will be a civil case and there is a potential for a criminal case. It just depends on, you know, what they find. And I don't know what kind of recording devices they have in these cars. I don't know what all the witnesses have said, but the fact is that Tony Stewart does have a history of incidents on the track of losing his temper, of getting into some altercations and such. And this is something that could potentially blow up in his face. And the fact is that even let's say this, even if Tony Stewart doesn't get charged criminally and the civil case is settled out of court and the family takes the payment and takes an apology, and the fact is it's going to affect Tony Stewart for a long time to come. Sponsors are going to be a lot harder. He is probably going to lose sponsorships because of this. The media is going to be even more critical of him. Fans will be more critical of him. So, looking at what Tony Stewart has to deal with in the future is a lot of questions. Will NASCAR punish him for what happened? This was not a NASCAR-sanctioned event where this incident took place. However, NASCAR can punish drivers for things that happen outside of the racetrack. When you're a NASCAR driver, you represent NASCAR 24/7. There's a morals clause in sponsorship deals as well as with participating in NASCAR. If you're viewed as doing something that is detrimental to the reputation of NASCAR, they could conceivably punish him by a suspension. So that is something that will probably be discussed or is being discussed right now at NASCAR. Will it happen? I don't know. Probably the best thing for Stewart to do is to lay low for a few races, kind of let this thing sort out, and then come back. He's not going to win the title, I don't think. I've not checked the standings. If he is, well, let's just say it might want to be a good thing to bite the bullet and not win the title this year, because that could, you know, it's a very tricky situation. And with the media today, with social media especially, you know, it's crazy, but it is what it is. Tony Stewart didn't kill this kid on purpose, but the fact is that Tony Stewart did run over this kid, and that's going to be remembered. And it's sad, it's really heartbreaking, but, you know, the fact is that that's racing. People die in racing. You know, sometimes it's their own damn fault. Sometimes it's not. And for this poor kid, it was his fault. He stepped out of a car and got hit. So, well, that's it for now. That's my take. Take it easy, everybody. Have a great day. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.